Nigeria struggles to repair bomb damage. A Christian worker lightens burdens with haircuts and hope in Moldova. And a mission group offers the journey of a lifetime right in your living room. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Boko Haram, a radical Islamic group in Nigeria, claims Friday's suicide bombing attack on the United Nations headquarters. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains what makes this even more noteworthy is that
Boko Haram has a history of attacking Nigerian targets, police stations, government buildings, that kind of thing. This is their first reported attack against a Western target. But it shows, I think, maybe what some of their ultimate efforts are going to be.
The group wants to implement Sharia law and is determined to remove those who think differently.
There are radical groups there who want to rid Nigeria of a Christian presence. They will attack Christians. They will attack churches.
It won't stop the gospel, though. VOM is there to help those who are persecuted.
We are involved in a children's home that focuses on the children of people who have been killed for their faith, providing them with a place to live, providing education for them, and training up the next generation to lead the church in Nigeria.
Meanwhile, with the new government in Egypt, Muammar Gaddafi toppled in Libya, and relative peace elsewhere, the Arab Spring is coming to a close. Yet Fuad Masri, founder of the Crescent Project, says although more freedom is a good thing,
none of these things have changed any laws. I mean, even when you say there was a change of government in Egypt, well, the laws have not changed concerning Christian-Muslim relations.
Who knows what change will really come, but the Arab Spring has at least spurred questions.
Is it true that Islam is the only way? Is it true that Islam is a perfect religion? Is it true that Islam solves all the problems? Is it true that the political structure of Islam is the only structure? And what they're finding out is not true.
Crescent Project is answering these questions by training believers to tell Muslims in the States about Christ.
Whenever a Muslim becomes a believer in Jesus, now they're shining in their household, with their cousins, with their neighbors, with their countrymen.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Women in Chad have an average of 5 children and are at high risk of contracting an infectious disease. Only about 1 in 10 are evangelical believers, and few more have heard the gospel. Africanland mission worker Naomi Duff is serving these burdened women and will soon show them the Mary Magdalene Delivered from Shame Jesus film movie. Pray it'll be a final breakthrough for these women she's been getting to know. Pray for others to join in this difficult ministry as well. Next, it's an almost exclusively Orthodox country where a small fraction of people know Christ. It's in Europe, but it's poorer than some African nations. It also has the world's leading per-person alcohol consumption rate. Have you guessed it? Moldova. Recently, a young woman went there to serve with Operation Mobilization, combining missions with hairdressing. During the half hour she's cutting hair, she's also sharing the gospel. Pray it bears some change for this depressed nation. And Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India has found a way to connect families in the U.S. with families in India without ever having to board a plane. President Dave Straver says,
My Passport to India is a ministry to American children. And if you go on our website, mypassporttoindia.org, you find there a 10-step process introducing children in the United States to what life is like in India.
It's a challenge to sensitize children to needs outside of their own.
It's a 10-video series hosted by an American who just takes you right into the slums, right into the villages.
It also shows how the gospel plays a role in changing lives through the children's Bible clubs. Then, a challenge.
The most common response that I've heard from parents is, my children are now praying for kids in India, and they would like to give some of their allowance to bring more of these children to Bible clubs so that they can know Jesus.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about any of the stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be sent daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill out your email address in the bottom, and we'll send you up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Greg Yoder.